Shower thought. A republic is the government equivalent of a supermarket self-checkout lane. As Thoreau said, that government is best which governs least. Speaking of supermarket checkouts, one might run across a copy of the tabloid The Mirror. In a recent copy, there's an article entitled, UK's First Non-Binary Priest Reveals God Guided Them to Come Out After an Epiphany. In it, we read, Bingo Allison, 36, is to their knowledge the first openly non-binary priest to be ordained in the Church of England. It adds, they said it was a lot harder than I thought having come out to myself to then remain in the closet. There were definitely lots of times before when I kind of questioned my identity, but growing up in a more conservative form of Christianity meant that it was just so far beyond my imagination. I didn't know any trans people, and I think I probably met two gay people in my life. So it was like another planet to me. When I read the phrase, it was like another planet, I couldn't help but think of another case similar to Bingo's. That of Jemima Wilkinson in the 1700s, who anticipated Bingo Allison by some centuries, and adopted the name Public Universal Friend, or PUF for short. According to Wikipedia, the Public Universal Friend, born Jemima Wilkinson November 29, 1752, to July 1, 1819, was an American preacher born in Cumberland, Rhode Island, to Quaker parents. After suffering a severe illness in 1776, the Friend claimed to have died and been reanimated as a genderless evangelist named the Public Universal Friend, and afterward shunned both birth name and gendered pronouns. In androgynous clothes, the Friend preached throughout the northeastern United States, attracting many followers who became the Society of Universal Friends. What was interesting about the case of Jemima Wilkinson, aka Public Universal Friend, was that she, or it, said that the transformation occurred after Jemima fell into a coma after suffering from typhus. Jemima died, and something entered Jemima's body and took it over. This is what the Public Universal Friend actually said, that it was an intelligence that had possessed the corpse of Jemima, but wasn't in fact Jemima. It reminded me of Dolores Cannon's book, Five Lives Remembered. In it, she shares the account of a past life regression session, where a woman relates how she entered the body of a little girl who died of yellow fever. The mother afterwards noticed that the child who emerged from the coma was not the same as the child who had entered it. Her tastes were different, her attitude was different, her likes and dislikes were changed. The mother became alarmed at the abrupt personality change. Well, Jemima Wilkinson's family must have also had similar misgivings when Public Universal Friend appeared and started telling them not to call her Jemima, or even to use female pronouns. Identifying neither as male nor female, the Friend asked to not be referred to with gendered pronouns. Followers respected these wishes. They referred only to Public Universal Friend, or short forms such as The Friend or PUF, and many avoided gender-specific pronouns even in private diaries, while others used he. Well, in summation, it's now 2023, and it's curious to see that in the form of Bingo Allison in England, Public Universal Friend is back. We live in a world filled with fear and intimidation so that the truth won't be spoken. Presented by The New American, The Ben Armstrong Show says the things that others are afraid to say. Find information and truth to arm you against the lies. Watch every weekday on thenewamerican.com.